very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Are we good?
We're good.
We're good.
Are we live?
Now we're live.
Okay. I'm responsible for welcoming us into this episode because these two hoped that I would have no voice by today.
Didn't work out.
But alas.
Jokes on them. Wait, I will lose it mid-show though. So, hello everybody and welcome to our live show here at The Run Through. I am Ashley Wagner, joined of course by Adam Rapon and not Olympic champion, Sarah Hughes.
Yay.
Everybody, welcome, welcome.
Episode 101, you guys, we made it to Lake Placid.
To the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've been learning a lot about skating 101 this weekend.
Yeah.
Scoring systems 101, technical difficulties 101, dead bugs on the ice 101.
Yeah, and I'm always just still learning about skating, so.
You know, I think like for a minute, there was a time there where it felt like maybe we wouldn't make it to episode 101.
Like the first episode?
Like episode two?
Or like any of the episodes where you're on your own and I'm like, this is it.
Or you're going through the ISU headshots.
I love that episode
by
so
yourself.
Much.
That was an iconic episode, right? Thank you. One person
he
claps.
He says, praise me, please.
Yeah.
Praise me.
I was getting my nails done the day you released that. And so I was like, oh, I'll listen to what he said while I'm getting my nails done. And I was like, I have to stop doing this because I'm going to move my hands out of, I'm going to jerk them out of the way.
Right.
To text you, what
the fuck
is the ISU doing? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Really good times.
Beautiful morning in Lake Placid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not enjoy my walk in the snow this morning. I'm from the South.
Right.
Who lives in New York City?
Well, yes. I'm on my first pair of snow boots of my life.
Oh, yeah.
For my request.
When we were getting ready to like come out to Lake Placid, Ashley was like, bring your snow boots. And Ashley, and we all were on like the Zoom call. We were like, okay. And then I texted Sarah, was like, bring your snow boots.
Yeah, these two are like, she's so dumb.
What the hell does that mean? Is that a code? It was horrifying. I didn't know what that meant.
Wait, we do have a shout out though. There are 10 of you here who bought tickets to all three shows. And so there are 10 of you who actually love us.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you for
the
that.
The rest of you.
You have a lot of work left to do.
Yes.
To prove yourself to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't believe we have done three shows with so many like of you here multiple times, even just one time. We appreciate it so much.
Cool.
We're so excited to be doing this now that there's way more skating to talk about this morning.
Yeah.
But before we talk about the skating, should we play a game?
I'm a game player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, do you want to announce our game?
I do. It's exciting.
Get these sounds
from the internet
for free or just
that one
illegal?
I paid for
worth every penny.
Now Sarah, I'd love for you to tell me the name of the game because is it
because
no
he doesn't know.
No,
the rundown is in front of you.
Oh right, the name is we know this one. Oh actually hold on,
he played
one.
The wrong
wait.
Sound
The title of this game is Weak or Wagner.
Save it for the car ride home.
And I paid for all of those sounds too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Another.
He made those sounds himself, actually.
Yes.
He was the one.
I want, actually, you know what? I want to tell a, we'll get to the game. I want to tell a little story of like how that happens. That's like five different sounds layered on top of one another. Thank you. Yes. It's
oh,
not that easy.
Oh, are you saying you layered them?
Yes.
Okay.
Who else?
Well, I don't know if you bought a pre-made sound.
Yes.
Oh, well, you should have said that. When people were like, oh, thank you for telling me how we made this sound. Like, that's cool. Good for you.
Good for you. Okay.
That's the most cutting thing you've ever said in a live forum.
It's not, but it comes so close.
Okay, Week or Wagner?
Yeah, some of you will remember this game from our live show in Boston, where we ask Ashley to assess if something is weak and save it for the car ride home, or Wagner, strong.
But if you are wondering where save it for the car ride home comes from, my family is fucking intense. I don't know if you can tell by my demeanor, but I was raised
so lighthearted
in a military family, and the idea was if you were upset after your performance and you needed to cry, you couldn't cry in the rink, you had to cry in the car ride home. So that's why I'm working to become a therapist. So it's Uyghur Wagner, save it for the car ride home. What do we have up first?
Well, our first Uyghur Wagner is being the Japanese judge on the women's panel and giving a clean Rinka Watanabe third place. Is that Uyghur Wagner?
That's Wagner.
It is. Because it's sticking to your guns.
It's sticking to your guns. It's know your place. It's you. It's
third.
Third. It's you think you're good, but there are other women out there. It's we haven't seen you do a clean long program yet. She's putting her in her place.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's, I don't care about that triple axel.
No.
I, Sarah, care about that triple axel.
I do too.
Amazing program.
It was so good. That was first place from me. So I'm not
and
as
from almost everyone else.
Well, and in actuality,
the Japanese judge.
That is so crazy. I'd be furious if I were Rinka.
Do you think she knows?
Yeah.
Surely.
Oh,
would you not know?
Are you really asking me that question?
I don't know. You do still talk about Shin Amano a lot.
Yeah, well, that's because he ruined my life.
Okay, next prompt. The referee not calling for a new warm-up after a 13-minute delay.
Oh, my God.
In the men's event.
Weak. That's weak. Okay, but it's complicated. If I was the coach, I would have thrown a fit. Like, I don't know
Dawei's coach?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why someone didn't advocate for him and be like, get him off the ice.
If that was happening to you, what would you do? Like, what would you do in
that?
Because I know what I would do.
Into it.
Oh, God.
In what way?
I would
into
start
what, turning against
at
the panel?
The judges and be like, time's up. Let's go. And then I'd see, them start paper judging.
Time's up.
I'd see them start paper judging and a little faster. Let's go. They were tabulating.
Okay. This is. I'm taking this from like two different perspectives. That if I were on the ice, I probably wouldn't be like in the headspace to be thinking to say something, right? Like I would just like be skating and get on the ice and do what was I
well, yeah, you're trying to stay focused.
Yeah. Like, but if I was off the ice, I would be a absolute disaster. I would be calling the team leader and I'd be like, you need to talk to the referee right now.
See, that's
I would be
so
throwing
funny.
A fit.
Off the ice, I would not. I'd be like, I get more time. This is awesome.
Well, if I was like if you were
second
skating second, because then you'd
different.
Be in your skates. So like everybody's different when you do the 6-minute warm-up. Everybody has like a different preference. So like you would skate the 6-minute warm-up. If I was third
and beyond,
I would take my skates off. If I was third, I would like unlace them and then relace them, walk around.
Ew,
a little
I'm
bit.
Getting so nervous just talking about
it. I haven't thought, you know, the other day when we were watching the 6-minute warm-up with Sarah, I was like, what did I even do like before they called your marks? And it came to me in a vision. I was like, I did a double axel and a triple flip. And I like my eyes rolled to the back
and
of my head.
And the idea of doing a jump before you're getting paid, I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
You never saw me rotate a single jump
that
on that.
That did scare me when Ashley would do 6-minute warm-ups. She would not do any jump. You wouldn't do a...
Well, not 6-minute warm. What are you talking about?
No, sorry. Like in the... I'm talking about the like getting back on the ice
no,
right
I would
before
never
you
do
skate.
A jump. No, because what if you fell?
What if you landed? What if you believed in yourself? What about that?
No, it's too high risk, high stakes.
But so I'd be, if you were backstage, like if I was skating second, I would keep my skates on. There's like not enough time for you to sit down, tie them up, you know, make sure everything feels good. But if you're third, you know, I think like that's kind of like a blurry line. But fourth on, skates are off.
Yeah, those guys were fine.
They're fine because you're just waiting, like you just, you would recalibrate what you're doing. But if I was second, I'd be really annoyed that my skates were, like I was just, like your feet can go numb.
Yeah, it's true. I think that was crazy that it was handled in that way. And I just think they were scrambling to get this done. And they were like, we'll get it done before 10 minutes. We'll get it done before 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes comes and they're like, it's so close. It's almost done. Yeah. We're just going to push through. But that's not how the rules are written.
So is it weak or Wagner?
That's weak to not follow the rules. Weak.
Yeah. To not follow the rules. Ashley Wagner, famous rule follower. Law-abiding citizen, Ashley Wagner.
Final prompt?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Two people, let's say podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Let's say to your left.
Two. Yeah.
Interrupting the setup of a commercial shoot to skate on the 1932 Olympic ice at 5 p.m. yesterday. Mm-hmm.
My favorite part about this, Adam, like we're talking before this and he goes, if you have some time, you should come skate with us. I'm like, oh, time?
And then I was like, oh, I asked her to go skate with us. Like, she's not going to do that either. So when before we were coming out here to Lake Placid, I told Sarah, I was like, there's an outdoor rink. I'm bringing my skates and the off chance because I know I'm going to fucking tear it up on the outdoor rink in Lake Placid.
You Well, you saw like the pictures in your mind.
Oh, yeah. I saw like a woman in a long coat wearing a muff. I was like, I can do that because I'm looking at pictures from like Lake Placid 1830.
Right. Where the lake is frozen at this point. Global warming is real. The lake is not frozen.
And I was like, okay, Sarah, bring your skates. We are going to go skating outdoors. So, well, I checked the website, and the website said outdoor rink open in November. And I thought, what could be more November than the literal middle of it?
Which we are in now.
Truly mid-November. Yeah. And it's not open. And I yesterday when we came up here to like set up, there was a woman who works for the building here, and she does all of the ice time. And we were asking her, like, is this going to be open? Maybe it'll be open on the weekend. And she was like, no, it's not going to be open. And I was like, oh, well, is maybe could we skate, like, on the 1932 rink? Because I'm like, that's crazy. That's, like, where the Olympics in 1932 were. And she was like, let me see what I can do. And she walked over to the corner over there, walked back, and she said, when are you free? And Sarah and I looked at the schedule and we were like,
anytime.
Anytime. And she said 5 o'clock. And so then Sarah and I are like, okay, we're going to go skating at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Do you want to take it away from here?
Yeah. Well, we got there and the whole 1932 rink is lit in this like very specific TV way. And there's these, this like crew of people with cameras on the ice, and
it's
they're
clear
on,
we are intruders.
It's very clear. And we go up to this woman who is like on one of the benches, and we say, hey, we were told we could skate at 5 o'clock. Is that okay? She's like, I don't know.
I don't work here. Is so, what she said.
So we're like, all right. So we put our skates on and just got on there with these guys with cameras.
Forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah. And we were out there for, had to be, I don't know, a half hour before someone said anything to us. Yes. And this man comes over and he's like, are you guys our stand-ins? And we said,
no.
Yes.
Like that.
And he said, I think you guys should leave.
And he asked if Adam, because Adam had been doing spins and stuff and was like very clearly a good skater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, would you mind doing something for us to check our lights? And
that's so
Adam
cool.
did a very beautiful scratch spin for them. Mm-hmm. And And that's how we worked our fees off.
I love that.
Right.
No, but I was working the women's short program and I get a text message from these two. And I'm like, oh, God, what do they have to say? And it's just a video of Adam doing a camel spin in a professionally lit arena. But and I'm like, okay.
It just made me think that, like, when that woman went over to the corner over there, somebody told her that, like, no, the it's not free. Like, there's no time available. And she said, you're going to shut the fuck up and you're going to let them fucking skate out there. And then she came out over here and she said, 5 o'clock sounds great. And she was Wagner.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
That woman. Okay, here's the thing. Rule following, it's a gray area.
Mm-hmm. It can, in my mind, it can be very weak.
It can
following the rules.
It depends. Yeah.
Can
it depends.
Be very
it's
weak.
Situational.
Yeah.
Wagner. I think that whole thing is Wagner.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Whew, I was nervous what you would say.
I would never call you weak to your face.
No.
Well, I think you
but
have
special...
done that. I think you
You're
have
weak.
Done that.
Yeah. We have fun. Yeah. We really do.
Let's
really
talk about
do.
The pears.
You're queen of segues this week.
It's queen of segues. Let's talk about the pears.
Yeah, let's.
So, Ashley, I know you have an opinion about things that should be happening.
It's too late in the Grand Prix season for lifts to not go up. And I have never... someone clapped so loud over there, and do you agree with me? As someone who has never lifted a thing over my head, I have... no right to be saying this, but I just feel like what?
Yeah.
On a Grand Prix in the Olympic season, you're not putting up a lift.
Well, it's funny, like Bruno Marcotte was backstage after and he was saying sort of that like pears can be very, I mean, this is so superstitious.
This is so woo-woo. Figure skating.
But it's like, very dark magic Etsy witch, which yeah. we'll get to.
We will get to it.
But he was basically saying sometimes the energy is just off and it's contagious. And so you saw like multiple teams just really struggle, like not getting their lifts up among other things. I mean, the pear spin that like, you
oh,
know,
that
like
was
there
so
was
weird. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Someone was kicked in the head yesterday.
Yeah, mid-cultural appropriation, which is crazy.
Yeah.
She slapped that bindi on and she went... get out of yeah. town.
Get out of this pear spin with me.
Out. You know when they yell at each other? Yeah. Out. Kick. They're fine.
Wait,
by
but
the way.
Did you see she finished and she put an L on her forehead?
Yeah, she did. She like gave an L to the judges in the audience.
Which
and I
then
didn't
it's
know
like
what it meant.
L to yourself,
I
L
think
to
she,
your partner,
I
L
have
to the audience.
No idea.
I read it as like L to herself.
Well, then
no
it
one
should.
Else? All right. Moving on, I guess. All yeah. right, all right. Oh. That's how I took it.
That's a person who needs a hug.
Yeah, and an ice pack.
Yeah. Her partner needs an ice pack.
I want to like switch the conversation a little bit to something positive because I was really pleasantly surprised by the way that the Canadians skated.
I know. Mm-hmm. They were so lovely.
And I think that they don't have the most like refined style yet and their elements aren't the best in the event, but it really speaks volumes and like how impactful a clean program can be.
Clean pairs is great.
It is
when
great.
They stand
it's especially
up, it's
great
so
when nobody
great.
Else is doing it.
That
seriously,
really helps.
Like the power of comparison is strong yeah. in skating events, and like we talk about it all the time. Like when someone goes after somebody else, mm-hmm. but in an event where what we saw two clean programs, maybe. I mean, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might say a clean program was unprecedented yesterday.
In multiple disciplines.
Wait, they're on my team this week, and
your team is doing so well.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear the people on Ashley's team?
It's funny.
Jason Brown, Kevin Amos.
So here's the thing: anyone on Instagram who's like, "Oh my God," every single time I see Ashley's team. Fuck you.
Rinka Watanabe.
Mm-hmm. For now.
She has the Canadian pair, Lorena Nettier. She has Chalk and Bates. Mm-hmm. She has Demijay Lemercier. She's got some people who are really doing quite well this weekend.
I went up to the Canadian pair afterwards backstage, and I was like, by the way, you are on my fantasy team this week. And I just want to say thank you so much. And you can tell that they might have understood what that meant and were like, wait, are we cursed? And then they're like, wait, no, we're not. They processed it for a second. But I thanked them.
And in the spirit of clean, almost fully clean programs, like very good fight from Riku and Ryuchi yesterday.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know, like they ultimately didn't need their highest score ever. And not that they got it, but you know, when you go second to last, you don't know what you're going to need. And you go in assuming you're going to need to do your very best. And mm-hmm. when she had that issue on the first side by side, I was like, gripping. Oh, yeah. This is Adam's arm. And they just like really fought through to have a great pro. And I mean, Ashley and I disagree about this, and I love Gladiator.
Oh, now that I see it in person, we've been talking about this. Like things in person are different.
Different. Yeah. Totally.
And I think it's so much better in person.
Especially gladiators.
Especially gladiators.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I just, the Japanese are just so good. Like back to that first toe axle combination, which I do hate. I was really impressed that she did the double axles after the bad toe.
Yeah.
And they didn't count.
No, I know you said that.
And speaking of lifts that should be going up, the lift that they do like across the ice where he just puts her up at so fast with one arm.
I know, I would black out because it's like G-forces on the way up. My God, it's like with the jet fighter pilots.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And that's the pairs.
That is the pairs.
And we always talk about the pairs hoping to make Kirsten Moore Towers proud. So
if you're listening, mommy.
Let us know how we did. The men.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Amazing Kevin Amos. Like,
yeah. First Grand Prix win.
Yeah. And he got off the ice not in tears.
Well, but he didn't stay not in tears.
He quickly returned to his base foundational state of crying.
Mm-hmm. A breakdown.
So cute. Well, I had him for my interview, and I'm like, oh, God.
I thought you were going to say for my fantasy team.
Also that.
Yeah. Also that. No, but I had him for my interview, and I'm going into this like, oh, my God, he's going to talk forever, and I'm going to get in so much trouble. So I sit down, and this mic is so close to me, and I'm like,
you're like Andrea Joyce trying to steal the microphone from the Georgian pair team.
Wrestle it back.
And at one point, he kept talking. I just pulled it away and said, Lake Placid. And he goes, but he was so cute. He goes, oh, that's right. TV, TV, TV.
That's cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, he skated well. Mm-hmm. And I think that like he's... Yeah.
He skated well in others.
That's the show, everyone. I've had such a good time here. Yeah. I really have. But yeah, he skated well. It wasn't like, it wasn't out of his mind great, but it was like solid. It was a really great recovery from Skate Canada.
A 10th to a first is crazy.
That's range. That's what we call range.
It's too wide a range, I would imagine.
Maybe too wide. Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, like, it was just a strong... It was a strong showing. It's not the program that you would think would like win a Grand Prix, but that's what competition is. Like, you don't know how everybody's going to do. You don't know what anybody else is, how they're going to skate.
Yeah. I love the ending. Right in the judge's face. I love that.
I am going to say
something. He's not touching
the boards. No, he's... barely not touching
exactly.
them.
Exactly. He heard what you said, and he said, let me show you.
Yeah, he's torturing you.
Yeah.
With the threat of touching the boards.
He is wearing gloves, but this is how you wear them.
It's true.
Like, these are gloves that make sense with the costume, right? Like, they're not from, like, USA Skate.
And they're not flesh-colored.
Yeah.
Skin mittens.
Yeah.
Skin mittens. That's horrible. Disgusting. Horrible. We've talked about blood on the podcast before, but somehow flesh mitten is so much worse.
I know. It really is.
What was I saying?
You're talking about...
I think you were talking about the end of Bolero.
Oh, about Bolero. You know what? I think that I appreciate that he's, like, so into the program and, like, performs at, like, full max the entire time. But I think, like, as a skater, I feel like when he's doing that, like, step sequence in the middle, I'm like, I know what you're doing. And you're stopping to catch your breath and do nothing.
So?
I will say, I
I'm not going to sit here and act like that's a crime when you and I have both done that. There's a part of my footwork sequence in Moulin Rouge where I am stopped touching my face for like a solid 2 seconds.
Two.
Yeah, but then I go on to do no deep edges. So there's no excuse.
I do want to say, I want to back Adam up a little bit, and I'm not even talking about Kevin specifically. Uh-huh. There are a lot of programs in the men's event that I noticed specifically where the breaks feel quite long and they feel quite phoned in. Like, Ashley, you're talking about a break where you were really doing a lot with your face, with like parts of your body without moving your skates around as much, but like you're performing still. There are breaks where there's like nothing happening.
Breathing.
Yes.
They're this close to putting their hands up here. Like, oh my God.
It's true.
Yeah, they're like, hold on a second. Like, you were performing.
Yes.
And so, like, it wouldn't bother me. And I know Kevin is performing, but I do see that, like, when he's in the middle of the, like, in the step sequence, he's stopping, standing in place, like, on 2 feet. You're allowed to do that, okay? Don't shoot the messenger, not the rule maker. But yeah,
he's better than quite a few of the programs that we saw.
Yeah.
About it.
True.
Speaking of.
For sure. Yes.
Let's talk about the other programs on the podium.
Yes. Okay, let's...
Adam straightens his shoulders.
I stand up. I warmed up yesterday.
Do we want to get into Shaidarov?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have to.
What are those? What are those?
The programs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as I've asked before, what is this?
I remember that, like, he's always had programs where... they seem to kind of be to the beat of his own drum, which I like.
Yes.
You know, I like when people do something that's a little weird or like avant-garde. I totally buy into it.
Right, Voidy, we can get into that. But this is not that.
Very much so.
They feel like, I don't remember ever feeling like this disjointed when watching like the programs. They've always had like a touch of like, oh, that's a little like fun. Like, whatever.
They don't feel packaged like or cohesive.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of choreography in it.
Yeah. And so, that's our show.
I mean, you know? So yeah. If he wants to do something that is different, feels like his personality, all of that, great. Please fill it out with choreography. Please.
Yeah.
You know, find a reason for the music to be existing because he could kind of skate to anything he skates right now.
Right. I mean, what did he skate to last year? Dune? Right?
Yeah.
The Dune short program? Like, that felt like a one complete
It was like a weird
thought.
Mix again, though. It was like something epic version something.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No. Yeah.
And I choose to believe that I begged for something to be one cohesive thought. And that was... These two feel so, like, all over the place. And when it doesn't go well, it looks even more all over the place. Because at least when something is, like, disjointed or like, how did you arrive at these like decisions? When it goes well, you get excited because it's exciting. Mm-hmm. But when it doesn't go well and there's like no theme or story or anything that you as like an audience member can hook onto, it feels like, oh God, it's not going well and I don't know what I'm watching.
Yeah, it's like a house of cards. It's not really anything built up to be.
There's no foundation.
There's no structure, yeah.
Totally. Kazuki Tomono needs a different free skate.
Someone call Sophie Tucker.
And tell her we need a 4-minute version.
Yeah, get in the
that
studio.
That sounds exhausting.
Well, I mean, doesn't work.
No.
He needs something fast, bouncy, like, you know, am I imagining, someone tell me, did he used to do when he was, like, this was years ago, like a really good free skate to Riverdance? Am I making this up? Yes. He used to have...
Jason Brown.
Yeah. And he's white.
Then I'm thinking of a different program, but he used to have like an upbeat free skate that he consistently... La La Land, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. That he consistently
the
did...
The Irish version. There's an Irish version out there that...
Yes.
Yes.
There's a river in L.A. too.
Riverdance.
Yeah. and it's in Culver City.
So thank you very much to whoever said that, La La Land. But it was that worked much better for him. I think he needs some tempo. And this slower music just feels like it doesn't agree with him.
And you know what? In a different strategy, because it's working in the short program, three jumps. In, out, he skated two clean short. He's been in first in the short program twice this season, right? Was he leading at the last Grand Prix as well?
Second.
But he was in up the top. There. He was up there.
And he has been successful with like that layout. And it seems with this free skate, I feel like he's trying to do the three quads to like keep up. But he can do things at such like a high level that if he were to just not, I don't mean this like this, but like dumb it down, take out a quad or two, just do a clean program, get some like consistency, get some confidence in like what you're doing, because right now it's been like a few, for the past few seasons, a few like rough free skates.
Yeah. Yeah. But congratulations to our medalists, and I'd like to congratulate the skate of the night.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of disjointed.
Yeah.
Vladimir Litvinov. Thank you very much. Anyone who was in the arena last night would have heard very loud cheering as soon as he took a drag on his cigarette. That was us. That was us. And you know, it's so funny. We were not looking at each other. Like, we were sitting together, but I was looking up at the board so I could see the better angle of him smoking. So I wasn't looking at Adam, and it felt just right that I should yell very loudly. And when I realized he was yelling as well, I was like, this is perfect. We're going to have a perfect program.
Yeah, this is friendship.
You don't put that in a program and without wanting people to scream.
And we did. We delivered.
Yes.
What on I that. Loved, there were people in the section that turned around to like look at us.
I'm sure.
I was like, what do you want?
I loved, though, that the beginning starts with like that Looney Tunes. And you could tell some of the audience had never seen this program. And they thought that program was going in a totally different direction.
Yes.
They were like, oh my God, a Looney Tunes program. Yeah. How fun.
Porky Pig is here.
No, you're going to hear Lady Gaga in a fever dream in a few minutes. Just you wait.
In like an acid trip echo.
I was texting someone saying, I feel like this is what it's like to take peyote.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's peyote?
I don't know.
But that's what it feels like, everyone.
I'll explain later.
Yeah. Okay.
So skate of the night, to me, very easily. I feel like he really had the crowd going. This program for sure could be a disaster if he's not hitting his jumps, because it is a little disjointed and funny, but he makes it
a
work.
A little disjointed is the funniest way you can put that.
Like, it's like all of this like stuff only it's works.
Jointed. It's not jointed at all.
No, it needs joints to be disjointed.
But that's what makes it so fun to watch, because you're just like, who put this together?
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Well, when he does
the Joker on it.
When he does like the heart and then he blows, like where we were sitting, people were like laughing. In a good, like they're laughing with him.
Yeah.
It totally works. Can you imagine you do that after you've like fallen? It's like, oh God, take it out.
Oh, if you fell, then that's part of your choreography.
It's out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking that out.
I did feel a type of way when Jason went in front of him. That did not feel right to me. And I know Jason deserves higher components than Vlad. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But I felt like, you know, if you break down the three different component marks, at the very least, the performance mark for Vlad should be high. He had the audience the most engaged of anyone all night. And I just felt like that like felt off to me, you know. Jason did not have and he skated clean, which I think should boost your components, you know, and it was I don't know, the that just didn't feel totally right.
Sometimes I feel like the judges aren't fun. you know what I mean? Like I feel like as a skating fan, you can watch this and you're like, this is fucking bananas. It's so fun to watch. And I don't feel like a judge can absorb it in that way.
Yeah, they can't like sit back and enjoy it like that.
They're absorbing it in like a technical, does this program make sense? And the answer is
no.
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 A resounding no.
But I think say it and enjoy it.
I think that like for Litnitsev specifically, like, he has a performance mark that will completely fluctuate on how he performs. Are you with me still? Right? But what I mean is, like, Jason Brown, if he's not doing, like, all of the jumps or whatever, like, the performance doesn't suffer. But right. With so Litnitsev, when he's not doing the jumps, the weird choreography feels totally, like, out of place. Yeah. But because he was skating so well yesterday, it was just like, oh, that's funny. That's cute. Oh, I like that. Oh, my God, it's almost done. Oh, my God, he's done. That's how he's ending? All right, stand up.
I guess we're done.
And it's like, that's a, it's, it was very engaging to the audience. Like, we were standing up, other people were standing up. Like, it was, it worked really well. And I think that, like, that should have been reflected in the, at least the performance mark.
I was standing before he hit his last position.
You turned up to me and you said, I can't help it, I'm going to stand.
I did. I did. Okay, but I think we can all agree the craziest thing that happened in the men's event was still the 13-minute delay, which does lead us to a new segment that we'd like to call...
Do you want a sound?
Please.
Okay, let's see what we have here. I'm going...
Just play anything.
Okay.
You could play Bolero.
13 reasons why this is happening.
Very good game. Yeah.
Well, it was a 13-minute delay for those of you keeping track at home. They are supposed to do a new warm-up after 10 minutes, but we thought this is an event that is cursed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we came up with 13 reasons why this event is cursed.
Yeah.
But in cursing can be good.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Coming from me.
Speaking of good curses, one of our reasons, the Wakabi.
The Waka Babies.
We're going to call it, you guys.
The Etsy Witch spell to protect Wakaba Higuchi.
Now, is the witch
here
with us? No? Okay.
They're sort of performing spells opposite what Ashley typically does to her draft picks.
Well, we were saying when we were putting this game together that, like, Ashley being here, me being here, Sarah still not being an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
That
bad luck.
With the addition of that, with an Etsy witch casting a spell kind of in our vicinity, we were bound to have some incredible things happen here.
Yes. Fate. Okay. Other reasons.
Government shutdown. we went over
I'm
this.
Glad you're laughing.
Yeah. We went over this backstage and came up with them. That came to me so fast.
Immediately.
But they were like, how did that? I'm like, logic.
Yeah, we were like, bugs on the ice, something. Actually, when government shut down. Yeah, that's crazy.
Us jinxing the Georgian pair team by saying they won't make any mistakes. I feel actually quite guilty about that.
I do too.
That when
I kept on repeating that now rumor.
Yes, that they were so consistent.
Squeaky clean is what I said. And then it was squeaky.
Mm-hmm. And over. But yeah, well, okay, a little bit about the Georgians. I think that, like, this is a good sign for them because I think that, like, everybody needs to do a bad skate, get it out of their system. They'll still be at the Grand Prix final. No
harm,
no foul.
Yeah, it doesn't affect them in that big of a way. I mean, my impression is they realized that they could beat the world champions and then freaked out. And so everyone needs to have a title within your grasp and then skate bad and not get that title. And now you're like, okay, I never want to feel like that again. Mm-hmm. How do I adjust? So I think it's good it happened.
A classic rite of passage.
Yeah.
Do you want to do our next reason, Adam?
Yeah, I would love to do our next reason.
You haven't said any. You're picking.
I would like to pick from the list that we've written the no smoking signs throughout the arena.
It's discriminatory against this podcast.
Targeted, considering a very famous woman, Maya Usova, You may have heard of her snaps. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Oh, we're getting them.
A lot of people can snap.
A famous heavy smoker.
Yeah.
Has hollowed these halls.
Yeah.
I just think it's targeted at her.
Agreed.
And at us.
Personal.
And you know who else it's targeted at? And this is another reason why the Matrix was off this weekend. Michelle Ellis coming out of witness protection.
Face reveal.
Michelle Ellis face reveal.
She's no longer a private citizen.
No, because she was a guest on this podcast yesterday. I met a woman on the concourse last night who was so nice. She introduced herself to me. She said, "I love your podcast. I'm so happy to meet you." And she said, "I'm wondering if you can help me with something." And I'm like, "Okay." She said, "Do you think I can meet Michelle?" And I'm like, "Quan?" No. Michelle Ellis, who she loves the dance lore so much. She was like, "I just really want to meet her." I'm like, "Michelle, you're famous, as she deserves to be."
Yeah, she deserves to be. I do think one of my favorite moments this weekend, and it's still, we still have more events to go, was when we introduced yesterday, Michelle was our special guest, and the audience gasped.
Yeah. And then my favorite was when we sent her away, one person stood and clapped. She got a standing ovation.
Right there, we have standing ovation.
Yes, we've been talking about you all day. in a good way. Michelle was talking to me afterwards, and she's like, "You and I finally have something in common, finally." I love Michelle. She's like, "You and I have something in common. I now have a standing ovation." So, isn't that? You're
That's
the best.
Our girl.
That's right. That's
face reveal, standing O.
She was wearing a necklace yesterday with a knife on it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Uyghur Wagner, that's fucking Wagner.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, Ashley.
I would say, Kevin earning his U.S. citizenship after becoming
the best American skater of all time.
Yeah. Yes.
He's going to take that Olympic team spot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to have him on the U.S. team.
I can't wait for the Instagram post of "I got it" with the tiny American flag.
Right. I can't wait for him to be the next Ralph Lauren athlete.
Yes.
Yes.
And I do think another reason we came up with, and relatedly, was the Pope losing to Judas.
Yeah.
Does feel a little cursed. A little bit cursed.
Yeah. You know.
For those God-fearing people.
Yes.
There's a lot to fear.
I'm scared all the time Judas, doing this show.
Did you ever think that you would utter the sentence, "Judas lost to the Pope"?
No, because he didn't.
You did, though.
He beat the Pope.
Judas beat up the Pope. Judas punched the Pope.
But, like, biblically, isn't that kind of how it goes?
No.
No.
There were no popes.
There's no popes.
In Judas' time.
What is Judas in trouble for, then? I know
he betrays Jesus.
Tax evasion. It was taxes. Judas was in trouble for the government shutdown.
Yes. Ashley learns something new all the time on here.
But, like, weirdly about religion, often.
Yes.
That's so true. Too many religious themes this year.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
For Ashley to keep up.
Did Judas ever lose to the Pope? No, he's 1-0. That is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Another one that we have is related to the 13-minute delay. Da Wei Dai saying what's done is done in his Kiss and Cry interview after the short program.
Ominous.
A extremely haunting message.
Wait, but in his other Kiss and Cry interview, because Ben was like, "I don't think we should interview him." And I said, "Oh, we absolutely are interviewing him. Because if I was an athlete, I would want someone to give me a mic so I could, especially if I
complain.
Bad, I would complain." Yes. So I'm like, "Give him the mic so he can complain if he chooses." And he didn't choose. But he did say, "This has happened to me before." And I was like, "What?" But then he was shady and it was so cute. He said, "Not as long, though." I love that.
Adam, I know this one is near and dear to your heart.
I would say something just so wicked that's been going on here. And I don't want to like turn the mood into a sour one. The altitude. And I know that I have a lot of non-believers in the room.
Sitting to your right.
And to my left. And I know that the altitude is 1,800 feet, right? And to maybe if there are somebody out here who's not a scientist, that's really not high, okay? That's like going over a large hill. But I'm telling you, and I say it, I've been saying it all throughout the week, like I can feel the altitude.
This is what it's like to be Adam's friend, especially as he was competing. If something was a little bit off, I would hear about it every fucking day. And like when the ice was too white, he'd come back from practice and he'd be like, how did it go? I'm not asking about the white balance of the ice. Because I already knew what he thought about it. And he would give me an update. That ice is just so white. And I'm like, that's not answering my question.
You have to analyze every situation you're in. You have to get into every room and go, where are the exits? You have to get into every space and you go, how high are we? What's the oxygen level of this room?
And it's manageable.
Well, I mean, I remember when we were skating here, I remember thinking like, oh, there's altitude here. So this is
I heard about it every day then too.
Yes. We have to be careful. We're in the altitude.
Okay, another thing that glitched the matrix. U.S. figure skating, and I mean this as a good way.
Yes.
U.S. figure skating selling buttons that say smoker's rights with a lit cigarette on them. Please give it up for U.S. figure skating, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They made all of these events possible. They're the ones checking you in at the door. They're selling buttons that say smoker's rights.
And we're the ones who came to them and were like, hey, we do have these buttons, just so you know. They say smoker's rights. And they're like, that's fine. We'll just put them out.
Yeah.
We're fully prepared for them to
no
be like,
hesitation.
No.
Wait. And when we brought them over, they were like going to set them up on the display and we're taking them out and they're like, we got clearance to like put these out. They're like, okay. And they're just putting them like really nicely, like aligning the cigarettes so that they're like all nice in a row. I would even say it's not a glitch. It's like the universe is
aligning.
Healing.
Yeah.
We're healed.
Make skating cool again. And it's getting really real. Hey.
You're right.
I know. You guys are all making it so much cooler and so much more fun.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. We do have a couple more. One of them is Adam and I went to an L.L. Bean on our way here and bought snow boots.
Yeah.
And thank God.
Right.
Thank me.
Thank Ashley. Thank Judas. She doesn't know the difference.
Oh, my God.
That is like one of the top moments of recording this podcast ever. To me, that will go like where does Wicked take place? Where does Wizard of Oz take
Minnesota.
Place?
Minnesota.
I don't know. Minnesota, Judas, and the Pope. Well, hasn't he ever beat him before? You got to be on your toes up here, you guys.
And I think the last one we have is the run through doing live shows 3 days in a row.
Yes.
Has glitched the matrix a little bit.
It definitely has. Yes. I feel glitched.
And glammed.
And beat.
By Judas.
By Judas. Just like the Pope.
This is how we normally talk to each other, by the way, in our normal friendship life. Just back and forth till a sentence is formed.
And sometimes it's not.
Okay, so is everybody going to the free dance and the women's free skate today? So, women's short program, you guys.
Yeah.
How about Star Andrews?
How about Star Andrews?
I think Star was amazing. Like, when Star skates really well, she has a, like, lack of a better word, star quality to her. And she just, like, is so captivating. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, always nice to see her skate really well to a program I choreographed.
Well, she's just such a talented athlete. And sometimes I feel like she, I mean, not sometimes, she can really struggle to put it together. And so when she kind of mentally gets out of her own way and lets herself shine, it's just nice to be like, no, you're really good, star. It's nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show that if you stop by the run through live show
right before
your short program, you're going to go clean.
For at least one of them.
Yeah.
There's a 50%
chance. There's a 50%
chance.
That
clean.
Will work.
Yes.
Alyssa Liu also, great short program.
I love that short program. I'm happy that, at least for that short, I'm happy that she's repeating that. I think it's a really great program for her. And like, you can tell she's just so connected to this music. And watching it in the arena, now that I've gotten to see it live twice, the audience holds their breath. Mm. And it's so, like, the whole moment is just like, you're waiting until the very end, and it's this emotional release. I just think it's something really special.
It's always, it's funny to me, this short program, I love it, and it never feels stale. Every time I watch it, it always feels like the first time, and it always takes me by surprise, because Alyssa doesn't strike me as the skater who's like, she's the emotional one. She's like the artist. She's the one who's like wearing her heart on her sleeve. And I think every time she skates it, she puts all of herself into it, and I think that it just feels new every single time I watch it. Like, I love this program. And also the Lutz loop, to add a new combination in a season is like a huge deal. It's very challenging.
I pushed aside sweepers so that I could watch this program.
You punched little girls.
I really did. I said, you all are supposed to be sitting in these chairs anyway, so go sit down. I'm watching her. I didn't, but I did stand in their way. And I was like, she's doing Lutz loop? And just seeing that, I was really surprised. It was great. It was a refreshing, like, upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she'll have to get it around, you know, but I think it's great to, like, you know, this is about where you would think it would be to be putting it back in. So
I think with a new combination like that, especially with, like, the loop, there's like a learning curve with it, especially like in competition.
Well, and you need to be flying. And in competition, you can like pull back a little bit. So you have to attack the jump.
And with like a toe after, there, even if like you
there's
are still trying, yes, you can like renegotiate yourself into like getting a good toe done. But with that loop, you really need to know how you're going to do that first jump every time in competition.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to realize like, oh, I need to give it a little bit more. I need to hold it back a little bit so that I can get a good loop. So I think we've seen it like progressively get better every time she's done it in competition. So I think that by the time we see her do it again, I think she will get it around.
Ashley, I know you wanted to talk about Lara.
Our resident weirdo. I love that short program. I think that short program is arguably one of the best on the women's circuit. I think it's so fun. It's so creative. You're not seeing movement like that. I love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
She got off the ice. I pulled her aside, and I was like, you know how we were talking about cunt the other day? And she's like fully not prepared for me to be saying cunt.
She has no idea what you're talking
over
about.
Over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
In the kiss and cry.
I was like, that was cunt. And she goes, oh, thank you.
Okay. She's learning.
She's learning. Culture.
Yeah. And Rinko Watanabe, that collection of cockroaches that she has is working for her.
Sarah told me about this, and we both gasped.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Is everyone aware of this situation? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's mixed.
Get ready.
So, okay. If you go, don't do this now. Keep listening to me. But... if you go to Rinka's ISU bio under hobbies, the first thing listed is it's something like collecting items related to, and then it's this long scientific name. But she has like the actual scientific name in there. It's like the genus and species of it. And if you Google that, it is like an isopod, which is essentially a cockroach.
No, thank you.
It's why people throw those on the ice when she's done skating.
Wait, people throw cockroaches at her?
Stuffed ones. Stuffed ones.
I know.
They're stuffed.
I would quit.
You are quitting. You
They'd
did quit.
Probably be about the same size as the flies here.
They wouldn't know. Rinka stuffies are still out there. People are throwing cockroaches at a woman. How does that sit with you? Second Trump era.
She likes it.
She likes it.
That's so hardcore.
I know. She likes it. That's how you like this short program and like
it gets funnier and funnier every time you say she likes it.
No.
Collecting she likes it.
Anything
she
with an does. Exoskeleton is a step too far for me.
I'm with you, but
oh my god, no.
And that's that on Rinka's short program.
Great short program, though.
Great short program.
Great triple axel.
So we'll see if she does the two triple axels today. If she can get that program done.
We were talking earlier, and I think you both kind of arrived at you think she's going to go after it, but she like doesn't need two triple axels here. Like, get your win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know what she's going to do.
Well, I think we know what the Japanese judge is going to do.
Put her in third.
Yeah. That's reliable. I think she's going to do it because I think that she might not need it to win this event. Maybe just one triple axel would be good enough. But I think that she needs it to be on the Olympic team. Mm. And I think that she wants to make a statement of, hey, yeah. I'm doing two triple axels.
Yeah.
Right. Because it feels a little like her and Ami Nakai are going to be a little right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Because sure. Mona Chiba, Kaori Sakamoto, you think, are going to go.
Or what about Rion, too?
Yeah. So all yeah. three of them. Yeah. So she's thinking, okay, I've got a girl with a quad. Ami's doing triple axels. I've got to do as many as I can.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
Yeah.
This Japanese team. Are you serious?
This is why she needs cockroaches for comfort.
Right.
Cockroaches for comfort is a...
That's my new nonprofit that I'm starting.
That's our episode title.
That cockroaches for comfort. But if I truly, that would be, to go back to our game, my 13th reason. If people were throwing cockroaches at me, that would be the end.
No. All right. Quickly, dance. Free dance is coming up today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chalk and Bates in a very big lead and just seem very likely to win.
Yeah.
What else stood out to you guys?
I have been hating on La Joie Laga's rhythm dance. And then I was there
As
in person
I.
and was ready to paint my face.
I know.
I'm a
Me
sucker
too.
For like anyone who can get the audience into anything. I'm not watching what they're doing. If you're making me like, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm here for vibes.
She's here for a good time,
for
not
music.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was very into it. I realized why people can get behind it now, having gotten behind it.
Great.
Yeah, good.
That's my stance.
I
excited for the free dance from them.
Sucker for the top two French teams. Yeah. Oof, I'm blue. If I were green, I would drop dead.
Well, you wear a green sweater on this show.
Oh, God. Freudian slip.
Wood. Knock on the wood that we are surrounded
right,
by.
Right. We are surrounded by wood.
We are.
And this the second French team.
Teo and Luisia.
Yes.
Love.
I am so impressed with them. I think that they're amazing.
I do, too.
And from where we were sitting, we have like a bird's eye view. We're like sitting a little bit up. So we can see everything that everybody is doing. As you would at a competition, right? But what we can really see, like how deep, I know as soon as I said that sentence, I was like, that is the last thing I ever said.
I mean, I can't see everything, so.
That's true.
That's so true.
Yeah, she has to push in front of the sweepers.
Taking out young children.
So where we are, we can really see how deep everyone is taking their edges and how what the quality of the turns are. And from where we were sitting, I was like, the French are skating on such deep edges. Mm-hmm. It was so impressive. And they're flying. And they're like, I think they're amazing.
And they're like Teo and Luisia's program specifically flies by. It's
yes.
really well constructed in a sea of poorly constructed rhythm dances. Mm-hmm. I really love their program. Speaking of edges, Carrera and Ponomarenko. I leaned over to Adam as they were skating, and we love Christina and Anthony.
And we love
podcast.
This program, too.
We do. We love this program. I think we've spoken highly of it before. I leaned over to Adam and I said, do they look like they're on flats quite a bit? And he said, yeah, it's looking shallow. And then Maddie Hubble had to sit in the kiss and cry for yet another element to receive a bass level. Mm-hmm. Pattern step bass.
But, I mean, so when I was backstage, I was talking to the technical specialist of the dance event, and I was like, you're pretty tough on a lot of the teams. A lot of, like, level ones and bass. And he was like, I want to give a level four. I'm not trying to be mean, but I am trying to be fair. And I'm going to call exactly what I see. I am going to just be as fair as I can, because that's what will get the result that is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like, with Anthony and Christina, you sort of see the light drain from their eyes as they saw that those numbers. And I think it sets up a really scary gauntlet for who are going to be the next two American dance teams on the Olympic team. Because a 72, I mean, that's lower than what Green and Parsons are getting. That's lower than what Zingas and Kolesnik are getting. Who knows what the Shibitanis are going to get at nationals.
Or in Finland.
Or in Finland. You know, Zingas and Kolesnik are there too.
Right.
So it's, I can see them just, I hope that they take this, like, not too, like, I hope they don't take it too seriously and just go out and do a strong free dance. Yeah. Like,
right.
I hope they don't get really tight because they're scared of what the scores yesterday mean. Mm-hmm. Because the best thing they can do for themselves is skate well and with abandon and not get tight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we were, when we did our first episode, we had Justin Dillon, the high performance director from US Figure Skating, and he was talking about how they named that Olympic team, and it's based on the placements. And so, yes, there is, like, something to be say about the momentum somebody's getting point-wise, but if they can skate a strong free dance and they can get into a better placement, that's really what, like, the focus should be.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. Finland's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Speaking of cockroaches. In the dance specifically. I saw Patrice Lauzon. You're going to leave? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that? Okay.
You're going to leave? Everybody? I will hopefully see you all at the event. I want you guys to talk about what's going to happen, though. So they're going to keep on going.
It won't be long.
And I'm going to dash. But from me, at least, I can't speak for them. But from me, thank you so much for coming. And see you on the other side.
No worries. Get some tea.
Gossip, we mean. I ran into Patrice Lauzon in where else? Origins Coffee Shop. Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, and we were asking about, you know, whether he was going to go to Finland, and he said, "No, I'm so happy I don't have to go to that because it's going to be so intense." And so I'm actually going to Finland. So we'll be reporting live as boots on the ground.
Yes. And I want you to know that Sarah did get a media credential through the Run Through podcast.
That's right. Which they are credentialing as written press.
Yes. When it should be spoken word.
But yeah, I mean, I think we're all like, Adam, who are you excited to see in Finland? He wrote down the entries because we decided
down.
That we could not bring a computer up here for optics.
No. And we're all about optics.
True.
Okay. Well, Adam Sjohimfa, I can't wait to see. Dr. Walter Virtanen.
Earlier today, Adam said, Walter is a child of the void if a child was 45 years old.
Yeah. He is like, I don't know how I'm... If you were going to the ER and you knew your doctor was just doing a long program... Wouldn't you be worried about them? That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for saying
Thank
that.
Thank you. And that's sort of, that's my poem. Yuma Kageyama.
This is why I'm going to Finland, for the record, because I will be working during the Olympics in the Milan of the United States, Stamford Connecticut. And I needed to see Yuma Kageyama's free skate in real life.
Mm-hmm. You also needed to see Jimmy Ma's free skate.
That's true. More of the short program.
Yeah.
Macho Man.
I mean, tinfoil hats.
I want to do the YMCA in Helsinki. Sue me.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see Luna Hendricks. I can't wait to see Mona Chiba. The women's event also is another like bloodbath. Because you have Mona Chiba, you have Amber Glenn, you have Brady Tennell, Reno Matsuike.
Yeah, it's going to be... We're excited.
Yeah.
We got behind in our timing. We were going to do our Finland draft, but alas, one of the team captains is no longer here.
Yeah, so she wins just... one competition. She's out of there.
And she ditches us.
But the dance is really...
Yes. Piper and Paul, Guillaume and Laurence, the Shibatanis.
Smart Deke,
the Tashlers.
Zingas Kolesnik,
Davis Smolkin. It's an insane event. Yeah. So no wonder Patrice doesn't want to go.
Yeah. It'll be just like that famous boxing fight between the Pope and Judas. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go to that. We can't wait to cover it. We are probably not going to do an episode this Wednesday because of me traveling. So this is why we wanted to briefly preview Finland right now.
Yes. This is our
because
Wednesday
we have
episode.
Recapped a lot of Skate America, and we will be with you again next week. And more importantly, we will be with you in St. Louis.
Yeah, we're going to do some live shows in St. Louis. We're still figuring out where. We're thinking St. Louis, you know? but we're going to be working with US Figure Skating again. They've been so great helping us get the tickets, finding space for us. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to do a live show at Nationals.
I know. I'm feeling like I'm going to feel tense the whole time at Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, who knows what kind of how that could manifest on a microphone.
Who knows how tension could manifest on a microphone.
Or on the ice today. We'll see.
Everybody, have a great competition. Have fun. Enjoy. Thank you for coming to our third live show. We'll see you next time.